We are beginning a story again. This story is not a real story. That's the source of confusion. Suddenly you will see we have a long paragraph. It started with a story which is a king who gives one of his slaves a very good salary, and he prefers that slave. And all other people, they envy this one. They are jealous of this slave. This is the story. And as you will see, there will be no other stuff happening. That was an excuse to open up the conversation, to bring in something. Because we're talking about, you want to change. In this change, you will give preference to some of your feelings and some of the thoughts. What will happen then? The rest of you will revolt. Everybody envies that. That's a source of confusion in our brain, because at the end of the day, we are listening to this enlightenment with the same logical instrument, which is talking. And it goes to the brain. But we are talking about that other part, the invisible one, the one which is not understandable, the heart, which we believe is the heart of the matter, and we have difficulties with the rest. Therefore, don't look for this story. You started with what? Okay, there was this exception. And he explained why the exception was there. Because the breath of the king and breath of the slave are one in origin. Of course, here he said he's a spirit in his origin before this body was near related, and that doesn't do. In Persian, it's very clear that the breath of him was the same breath. Do you remember the breath which is in me, and it's my source of life, but it's not mine, it's his, and it's not his, it's just the air? Some go-between, right? Said, okay, we share it with something in me. You remember, we started to identify different me. There is this ego, there is that famous logical, intellectual one in me. There is that one who could be a lover. There is that artist. Do you remember the guy we started to recognize last time? The guy in you who doesn't like you. That's why I like him.
Conscience.
Exactly. There is somebody in me who doesn't like me, he likes you, therefore you should like him. That's the consciousness, yes. The one who doesn't blindly approve whatever I do. It's questioning me. We'll find the guys like that. Here, he goes beyond all of this. He starts to say, okay, I said this slave was sharing the breath in origin. And that's the important stuff. The important stuff is the stuff which was before the body. This body is a biochemical machine made for that. So that original is important. And let me tell you about RF. You see how conversation goes? He will like bring an example, make some thought out of it. Suddenly, let's explain what the Irfan means. Let me talk about RF, because RF is not Ahval. Cross-eyed, remember. Book 1, right at the beginning, in a famous, famous story over there. Do you remember the animal kingdom? They were fighting over who will be the food for the lion and stuff. Over there he said, remember, the problem of human being is we are crossed eyes. So we don't see one, we see two. We don't see this universe. We see me and the rest. We always divide it. We always take it apart, because that capital I should play a big role over there. Then RF is not crossed eyes. Therefore, it's not that one eye is looking at this, one eye is looking. His eyes are concentrated on one, which is the first planting, the seed. Do you remember? Our main question was, why am I made? Why am I created? Shouldn't I know that? You said, remember, we believe that it's not happening by accident. This is a planned stuff. Therefore, there was a plan for me. I have to know that. RF is looking always there, the first stuff. Because the rest just will happen. The rest are happenings. And RF knows that one thing is very important, consequence. It's very important for us. I know you could bring the question that, wait a minute, this goes for all animals, right? I'll say, no. It's just for us, because we are different. What is the difference between us and the animal when it comes to this subject? Because this is something we should never be confused about. Always think about, if we don't understand that gap, suddenly the natural history will make us blind. Natural history is the course of nature on the earth, which is developing, right, and happening. Therefore, quote unquote, Darwinism means that there are, start from amoeba, come to monkey, then human being. And I always say, start from amoeba, come to monkey, stop, then come to the human beings. Because there is something in us which was not there. Do you remember good and bad? Feeling good, feeling bad. It's only in us. We call it shar khair. And that khair is for ikhtiyar. Choice, freedom of choice for us is not freedom of choice. It's understanding the best. Because if you understand which one is the best, then there is a question of which one do we choose? We know this one is bad, that one is good. So, discovering the goodness is with us. That's what we are living, right? Then, consequence. What is the difference between the meaning of consequence for animals and for us? Animals, they see consequence as something forced upon you, which is natural law. It happens, right? Consequence of something. For us, responsibility. We feel responsible. Animals, they're not responsible. Therefore, we think twice when it comes about the consequence. Animal will do something with a plan. I need something, okay, this plan will get me that or not. Me, as a human being, I should have two thoughts. First, this is what I need. Does it get me that? Yes. Is it good? That doesn't exist anymore. Is it good to do that? Or it's against my principles. You see, animals, they don't have principles. They don't need. They have the knowledge as much as they need and they act upon it. We have more. This is that more consequence. We know that the consequence is very important. You sleepy fellow, tell me why. No, that is another sleepy fellow. Why the consequence is very important for us? I know, out of here you will say, he claimed it on whatever nonsense he says, I think it's okay.
There should be a reason.
Consequence. Qaza. He talked about it right at the beginning, paragraph 2. Oh, he talked about su'ul qaza, husnul qaza. Consequence, consequence. Then we talked about, for us, judge qazi is the consequence, is the one who will choose the consequence of that deed somehow. Everything is the consequence. Why? Can you think of something that we may, understanding the consequence is more important for human beings than animals? Why?
Consequences, we have then free to choose which direction we go in.
Are you satisfied with the answer you gave me? Forget about me understanding it. Listen carefully. Consequence is something very simple, right? It is the law of this universe, right? Action, reaction, cause, effect. That's what we are talking. Well, I say for a human being, that subject has another dimension which is more important. The first one was the main importance for animal life. Remember, animal has an intelligence, will decide to do something. So knowing the consequence is the main key. If the animal doesn't know the consequence, will eat the poison, will die, period, right? So, consequence is that important, but compared to the human being, it's nothing. Another subject of the consequence. Consequence is the wall you build and we are going to talk about. An animal is an animal. Will come to this universe as an animal, will leave, and will die, right? And during its life, he will try some stuff and some consequences will be imposed on him, and at the end, it will die, right? What about the human being? There the problem is. Human being, at the beginning, is an animal, right? Then how this animal will be transformed to saint? Consequences. We are built by the consequence of our deeds. Means if a cow will prefer this grass to the other grass and will eat this grass, at the end of the day or month or year, the cow is the cow. But if a human being will nurture in a cheating environment, he will become a cheater. The consequence of our deeds, because we are the animals who is building some part of itself. We build the character of the humanity in ourselves. We actively form and shape ourselves. How? Mainly look around you. Mainly we're talking. This communication that we have, we build ourselves. That's why we go to that extreme to say, at the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and God was the Word. Because word will bring in another way of connection, which will make a hell of a difference. I am the outcome of my deeds. I'm not the fellow who was born to that family, that place. I'm more than that. I'm the consequence of all my thoughts, all my deeds, which will make my